Many listeners will be aware of the podcast series Where is Johan, which investigates the unexplained disappearance of the Icelandic poker player Johan Jonsson from a cards festival here in 2019. The series, co-produced with RTE and RUV, that's Iceland's public broadcaster, has led to new information coming to light about what happened. The co-producer of the podcast series is Liam O'Brien, and he joins me now. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Paul.
Can you just remind us again, particularly for people who maybe haven't tuned into the podcast series just yet, who Johan was and what happened to him?
So Johan arrived here from Iceland on Friday, the 8th of February 2019, so that's just over 6 years ago. He was coming here to play at the Dublin Poker Festival, which was a 10-day event. And the following morning, Saturday morning, his partner arrived in Jana. She arrived to their room in the Bonnington Hotel about 10 a.m. They had a brief conversation. She went downstairs for a coffee and a cigarette. He followed her down shortly, a couple of minutes later, walked out of the hotel, walked out to the Swords Road, turned right, and has never been seen since.
Now, your podcast has been investigating in some detail the investigation. What did you learn?
So, well, we've been working on this for about the last 18 months, so we've learned lots of pieces of information. I suppose the first one is that Johan disappeared within a three-minute window from that main Swords Road. So he was last seen on CCTV about 11:12 a.m. that Saturday morning, and then 3 minutes later, a bus captured some CCTV coming down that road. Johan was not in that. So that narrows the window. So that's a new piece of information that only became public through the podcast. Obviously, the suggestion there is that Johan did get into a vehicle, whether it was a taxi or someone else's car or whatever, but that's how he exited from that particular location. And then as we worked through the series, essentially what we've been looking through are the possibilities of what could have happened to him. And there are only four possibilities. He took his own life. He deliberately disappeared. He was in an accident where his remains have, hidden somewhere, and then that somebody did harm to Johan. And it's really, it's in that last option that some harm came to Johan. That's where all the information and all the clues have pointed to.
I mean, one of the complications you've been looking at is that the two police forces involved, Garda Síochána and also the Icelandic Police Service, haven't been great for engaging with each other. How much has that complicated the investigation?
Yeah, I suppose it was an unfortunate confluence of circumstances in that when somebody disappears, it's really the first 48 or 72 hours that are most critical in terms of trying to find clues. Johan was here, you know, there was only one person in the country who knew Johan when he disappeared. That was his partner, Jana. She reported him missing 24 hours later, but there was nobody really to advocate for him. And so actually it wasn't until 3 or 4 days later when his family arrived that then things started to kind of kick into place. They took on the search themselves initially. And so as time has progressed, you know, time has just kind of slipped by. And I think the Icelandic police did come to Ireland in May 2019 to see what was going on with the investigation. I believe Gardaí haven't yet made the trip to Iceland, but like it's very clear that there is information in Iceland surrounding Johan's disappearance.
So, I mean, this happened, as you said, in 2019. We're now in 2025. What does Johan's family want, particularly in relation to Garda action?
So last year there was a search took place in Santry Domain in February 2024, just after the fifth anniversary of Johan's disappearance. And that took place because two anonymous notes were given to Gardaí, one in August 2022, another handed into a priest's house in Ballymun in August 2023. Both suggest both stated that Johan was buried near trees, near water, in Santry Domain. And so last February, a search took place in Santry Domain. Now, we're going to play a clip here from David, who's Johan's brother. And it's actually only in recent weeks that the family have come to understand exactly what was and wasn't searched in Santry Domain. And quite an extensive part of the park has yet to be searched.
We are very disappointed with how the search was carried on and how incredibly small the area, you know, that was searched. It doesn't make any sense. And we were under the impression that they searched the whole park with dogs. I believe they did not. We were under the impression that divers went into the lake. I believe they did not. So in my opinion, and I believe most of us feel the same way, we want and we need the park searched thoroughly. So we will definitely be very thorough and very strict on that happening when we visit Dublin in a few weeks.
Liam, have you had any response to the from the Gardaí to that appeal?
Yes, so the Gardaí are actually going to meet with the family again this coming weekend. The family are over in Dublin. Some members will be on the Late Late Show on Friday night. So I believe members of the investigative team, perhaps some senior officers from that district division, are going to meet with the family. And, you know, I guess the Gardaí are very mindful of if there are any advances or any developments in the case that Yohan's family are the first to know. I mean, what is clear, we have identified a specific person of interest. We have, you know, the Gardaí are aware of that individual. He appears to have a violent background. He, you know, we have received information from listeners, and also Yohan's family members have received information that Yohan, what happened to Yohan was actually a case of mistaken identity in Dublin, that another Icelander who came to Dublin for the Dublin Poker Festival was supposed to have harm visited upon him. But instead, and unfortunately for Yohan, he was the victim of that.
And Liam, just one final thing for people who do want to catch up with the podcast. Where do they find it?
So the title of the podcast is Where is Yohan? You can find it on any podcast platform or from the RT radio player.
That's Liam O'Brien, co-producer of the podcast. Thank you very much for joining us.